Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, and our upcoming shows at Red Rocks in Colorado on July 10th, and at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts on August 28th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Tom. I'm calling from New York, New York.
Hey, how are things in New York?
Oh, they're excellent.
What is it like living in the second nicest city in America?
Oh, it's beautiful.
The people here in Madison think I mean them. Tom, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a big winner. Are you ready to play?
Most definitely.
Here is your first limerick.
In prison, despite guilty pleas, a goat's brimming udder I squeeze. As I'm doing time, I'm washing the rind. My sentence is spent making...
I'm going to say wine. Or maybe time.
You're looking for something that rhymes with the first two lines. Why don't we hear it again?
In prison, despite guilty pleas, a goat's brimming udder I squeeze. As I'm doing time, I'm washing the rind. My sentence is spent making...
Oh, my goodness.
Reminder, we are in Wisconsin.
Oh, boy. Cheese.
Yes, cheese.
Good.
You know that fancy artisanal goat cheese you're so proud of when you serve it to guests? It's made by artisans in the arts of carjacking and identity theft. 2,000 inmates in Colorado have been put to work assisting goat cheese makers. You know what's going to happen is, like, this stuff is going to get around. Foodie snobs will be in Whole Foods. They're like, excuse me, but is this chavre inmate made? Oh, yes, sir. You can look up in the wall where we list our producers and see their mugshots. Here is your next limerick.
All right.
My babies are home. I'm in France. But my thumb stays green, given the chance. Up to 3 times a day, I mist and I spray. I use FaceTime to chat with my...
Ooh.
It rhymes with France. It rhymes with chance. It might be...
Oh, wow. Plant.
Yes, yes! Plant.
Yes, all right.
Miss talking to your plants when you go on vacation? Good news, you can now video chat with your plants. Thanks to a new app from MIT that also lets you water them remotely. You think it's going to be great, but it'll be just like FaceTiming with people. Your ficus will be pretending to talk to you, and you know it's just going to be looking at plant book.
I hate FaceTime because I do it with my kids.
Yeah.
They're 3 and they're 5.
Yeah.
And it's always the fantasy of this phone conversation where they're going to talk to me is a lot better than the actual conversation.
Right.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because
yeah.
I was thinking, oh, they're going to say, Daddy, we did this, we did that. They take it, they go, hey, Daddy, and then they put it on the ground and they leave.
So you get to have a long conversation with the
ceiling. With the ceiling, that's it.
Yeah.
I hate FaceTime.
You got one more limerick. Here we go.
Okay, Tom, don't overthink it. I'm feeling bad here.
I got a pen out this time.
Yeah. Be zen. Okay. Be zen. Here we go.
This helmet has lasers installed. 'Cause my follicles I need to scald. It's pain and joy both. 'Cause it stimulates growth. And I will no longer be...
Bald.
Yes!
Yes!
He got it!
He did! That's funny. Very good.
All right.
There are dozens of ways to deal with baldness. There's Rogaine, there's hair plugs, there's settling for a career in radio. But now scientists have developed something they claim really works. It's a baldness helmet. It looks like a stormtrooper helmet. It makes especially appealing to bald nerds. It uses laser beams to stimulate growth, also appealing to bald nerds. The downside to the helmet is that it costs $800. And instead of walking around with no hair, you're walking around wearing a laser helmet.
Girls dig them.
Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom, the audience has all thumbs up for you.
Oh, so
you're a winner.
Wow.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.